Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply. City Sport, the Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
They've had a tough time at home. They had a fantastic result with Everton away from home, and then obviously lost to Old Trafford. But they struggled a wee bit at home. They were usually, last year they were more productive there. So we just hope that run continues. But it's not going to be easy for us. They're fighting for their lives at the bottom of the league, and we've got ambitions to try and get in and move up the league. So it's going to be difficult.
Kenny Dalglish is demanding his side take full advantage of Bolton's abysmal home form. Just one win in 10 games at the Reebok for Bolton, and Owen Coyle's position is under some considerable pressure. Liverpool faltered with their league progress with a home draw with Stoke last week. They again have a reliance on an away day performance to keep on track. It's a strong side that Kenny puts out. The depth that performed to high standards is reintroduced at the in the defence. Maxi, who netted the winner here last season, is in the lineup, and Craig Bellamy and Andy Carroll are the forwards. Carragher, Coates, Downing and Cout are the players that are down onto the bench from their starting roles last week against Stoke City. Looking through the starting lineup for Liverpool, Pepe Reina in goal, Ben Johnson, Daniel Agger, Martin Skrtel and Jose Enrique complete a back five. A back five that's the second strongest in the Premier League for not conceding goals. A midfield of Jordan Henderson, who's now out on the right-hand side, Steven Gerrard in the centre alongside Charlie Adam, and Craig Bellamy left wing. Maxi will support Carroll up front. On the bench, Alexander Doni, Sebastian Coates, Dirk Kuyt, Stuart Downing, Jamie Carragher, Jonjo Shelvey and Martin Kelly. The Bolton side, Adam Bogdan in goal. He continues in that position. Jade Lynch is the reserve keeper. Jussi Jaskalainen not included, still injured. Steinsen, Wheater, Knight and Ricketts are the back four. Eagles, Riococca, Muamba and Petrov the midfield. Mark Davis and David Ungo up front. John Aldridge alongside me.
You forgot to mention the referee is...
I don't want to mention the referee.
His name is not our friend.
Liverpool fans, your hearts will sink. It's Kevin, not our friend, in the centre, and he was the man in charge at Fulham, which displayed the red card to Jay Spearing this season. He also did Wolves at home. 7 bookings he gave in that game when Liverpool played Wolves at home, and Fulham away 1 red and 4 yellows, and in 18 games this season, 64 yellows and 3 reds. He likes his cards. John, put some money in the meter, will you? It's freezing.
It is cold up here. Sharpie will be laughing at us for the change here. The game started.
Petrov left wing, back to his defence, lifted high by Bolton, forward looking to try and retain possession in the Liverpool half, but Skrtel with a strong header which Glenn Johnson runs on with. And Craig Bellamy with a touch of the ball to help Steven Gerrard. It's out wide right for Liverpool, and taking the mantle down that right-hand flank, Liverpool go with Henderson. He overhits his cross and is chested back into the hands of Adam Bogdan.
Sure, great play. Steve Gerrard was superb then, and Henderson, who's starting off on the right wing, put a great cross in. And but again, you know, I don't want to start about Andy Carroll. He's on the penalty spot again. If he's far post, he attacks it. It's a great cross in. Good defending from Bolton as well. But great desire to win that ball from Steve Gerrard. Yeah, Liverpool are starting off with their... And look, Steve Gerrard's the one who seems to be sitting a bit deep in the midfield. Then you've got Adam, Henderson on the right, Maxi on the left, and Bellamy is in behind Andy Carroll.
4 ball for Unko, gets a little tip off. Bolton on the ascendancy, moving to the edge of the Liverpool box with Davies. Davies is shot! It's an early goal for Bolton! Goodness me! It was started by David Unko, it was finished by Mark Davies. And in the end, Liverpool's defence just opened up, parted ways to allow Davies to run through and sample a shot into the right-hand corner of Pepe Reina's net. And Bolton are in front in the game at the Reebok, 1-0.
Too easy. He drove a bus in between the centre-halves. It was a great little flick from David on goal that made the space for Davis. Then he just got the ball and he ran into the box. Skill could have clipped him for a free kick, but he decided not to. And it was a great finish. It's a really good goal for, from Bolton's point of view, but we could have done better defending. It's a great shot in the arm for Bolton to score so early on in the game.
Bolton 1, Liverpool 0. Bolton losing possession for a moment near Enrique's area. They're nearly winning it back through and go. They're shouting for a throw-in on that side. Kept in, though, by Enrique. Now causing problems. Eagles down the dead ball line. Still Eagles. Oh, flashing across the goal mouth again.
Awful defender.
And this time from awful right to left. No one could quite stop it. And it's gone right past the goal and out of play for a goal kick. It only needed a Bolton touch to divert it in for the second goal of the game. And Eagles cut Liverpool's defence apart there.
Well, it wasn't a good defence. It was Enrique. He was trying to be too clever for his own good. And you've got to be careful when you're going towards your own goalkeeper. And Eagles robbed him, and he had his back towards him, and he couldn't do nothing. And there's a big let off, Steve. That could have been so easy, 2-0 to Bolton.
Liverpool trail 1-0 at the moment. That goal in 3 minutes. Here's a four ball from Henderson. Bellamy's chase is wonderful into the box, and he tries near post.
Brilliant,
but it's
play.
Caught by Adam Bogdan. And there was two players in there, two Liverpool players waiting to mop up any scraps, Carroll and Maxey. And that's really what you want to see. Good work from Bellamy, and Bolton comes straight back at Liverpool through Greta Steinsen. And Kevin Friend awards the free kick for the home team on the right wing.
Again, Bellamy, the instigator, great work down the right-hand side. Liverpool worked it well. Just crossed the ball, but unfortunately just couldn't pull it back away from the goalkeeper, and the goalkeeper smothered the shot. At the other end, Bolton's gone on the break, and I think Steve Gerrard was adjudged to have just impeded the Bolton player. The referee got that one right. He's got every decision right at the moment, the referee.
Petrov, curling free kick, bounce and a catch for Pepe Reina over the top of David Ungoe. This season he scored 2 in 16 league games.
That is,
a long kick out by Reina. He'll be picked up by Maxey. He's handballed it inside the Bolton box. What was he doing? He'd already got the march on the defender. He only needed to bring it down and under control, and he used his arms.
Oh, what a ball from Reina. Maxey just ran on the left hand wing.
Do you know what he's done? He's headed it into his hand, John. I've just seen a replay.
Pepe Reina's one of the best balls you've ever seen from a goalkeeper, and he's in with the goalie to beat, and he's tried to head it down. To be fair, it bounced awkwardly for him. He should have chested it and he was in on goal, and he's headed it onto his hand, and easy decision.
Zach Knight to the halfway line, and Rio Coco's on it. That's a splitting pass to the left wing. It's with Petrov. He's facing Henderson, gets to the left edge of Liverpool's penalty area. The tackle by Johnson slightly sees him off, and it comes back towards the midway of Liverpool's half, but still in Bolton possession. Lifted over the top for Ungoe, tries to chest it down. That's away by Martin Skrtel. Just about diverts it before Muamba gets onto the ball.
You've got to be careful, Daniel Agger there. He had his hand on Ungoe's shirt. You can see his shirt getting pulled back. It was a little bit of 6 or 1.5 or 12 of the other, but just got to be careful. To be fair to Mungog, his movement's been pretty good early on. You know, he's causing us a few problems, and he's right up for it.
Glenn Johnson, square across the middle of the park. Stephen Gerrard on the ball.
Great
he spies over the top, a run by Henderson on the right wing. Henderson won't take it down out of the sky, lets it bounce once, turns onto his left foot, the cross into maybe Carroll, but Steinsen heads out, far post. Over
How
the top
many
of
times
Carroll.
Have I said about Andy Carroll? Far post, he scores. He's underneath the play yet again.
Yeah.
Middle of the goal instead. All the time. It's a great cross, Dave.
As Bellamy will take the corner on the left. Bolton move men back into the six-yard box. Bellamy's short run, flipped header over the Bolton penalty area by one of those defenders. Henderson far side is first to it. Plays it back for Gerrard. Bolton lead 1-0, an early goal from Mark Davis, but Liverpool coming back here with Martin Skrtel to the corner flag.
Oh.
To the right-hand side to Henderson. Gerrard flips it in early. Maxey with his back to goal. Bellamy right. Takes the shot and is spun high in the Bolton box before it's cleared away by Wanderers.
Good play from Liverpool.
Gerrard.
Go on.
Agger, loads of space. Look at this part for him as he moves forward, releases it. Henderson right-footed, low, and it's caught by Bogdan. That was a good effort from Jordan Henderson. It was some 23, 4 yards out. And I suppose the referee, the keeper, unable to determine it until it came very close to him.
Yeah, it was great play by Daniel Agger. Just broke hard defence, played it to Henderson. It's a good strike, but unfortunately it was straight down the to keep his throat.
Liverpool now with Gerrard. Flights one in. Headed by Carroll and caught by Bogdan. Well, he's in the right area there. And what a terrific setup by Steven Gerrard. An arrow of a ball from all of 20, 30 yards. And it had to be steered goalwards by Carroll. He did that, but the keeper just stood his ground.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's much better, Steve. You know, it was a great cross, good header. Unfortunately, if he scored, they'd have been offside, slightly offside, Andy Carroll. But that's a better position to take up, nearer the far post. It gives you an opportunity to get a header on the ball.
Here's the Bolton goal scorer, Mark Davies, approaching the penalty area. Finds David and go wide left, who strikes it in quickly. Comes off Glenn Johnson's feet and bounces out for a corner kick left-hand side.
Yeah, because we just look defensively. We look susceptible, you have to say. Going forward, we will create chances, we will get opportunities, but we've just got to keep the back door shut, because if we do concede another goal, it's going to be very difficult to come back from two down.
Martin Petrov, left side, takes the corner, right away past David Wheater, who felt he had a chance, but Andy Carroll perhaps doing some good defensive work there. I think as the game's materialised, John, there's no doubt that Liverpool have got a heavy amount of possession in it.
Yeah, well, they're just sitting back, Bolton, aren't they? They're sitting back. Oh, it's not a good ball, that.
A ball through, Mike, drop for Maxi, you never know, and it comes awkwardly off two Bolton players in their own penalty area.
Well, it's a chance,
wasn't it? Scooped up by Adam Bogdan in the end, and it really shouldn't have come to that as far as Owen Coyle and Bolton are concerned.
It wasn't a good ball, but Andy Carroll, it's come off his hand, and that's what the appeal was for Maxi Rodriguez, who nearly got in. It was Zach Knight who brushed his arm, you know. I'm not sure whether it was intentional, but you've seen him give him.
Throw in for Bolton Wanderers, just in front of the technical area. Kenny Dalglish and
Steve Clark.
Out there. You think so?
Should have been a penalty, yeah. He's meant to do it.
Eagles, lovely run with the ball. He's got a man on his left. Riococca takes it, chips it in. Riococca for two! Two for Bolton! There's a long way now to go for Liverpool in the game. Chris Eagles, delicate chip, and Riococca's emphatic finish past Pepe Reina. And Bolton Wanderers are on the march. Second from bottom of the Premier League, but currently 2-0 up against Liverpool at home. And who said Bolton Wanderers were going to be a pushover? They lead, and they lead with a strong margin. Bolton 2, Liverpool 0.
It's a well-worked goal. Defensively, you know, again, could have been stopped. Looked far too easy, but you know, you give Bolton credit. They've had two shots, two goals. So, at the moment, you have to say we look doomed. Long way to go, but at the moment, the way we're defending as well, they've only gone up the park twice and they've scored twice.
Carroll will get it by the dead ball line. He crashes it back. It's a Maxi on the edge of the area. Might fall for Bellamy, and that's decent defending by Ricketts. And it returns towards the halfway line. Liverpool can't quite make anything from that opportunity. Referee's blown his whistle for a Bolton Wanderers free kick.
No way.
Enrique on Eagles, according to Kevin Friend.
Tell you what though, Chris Eagles is over Enrique like a rash. He will not let him have the ball. He's obviously a game plan from Owen Cole. He's trying to stop Enrique, and to be fair, he's done a good job of it.
It's forward by Bolton, bounces back out, and then Kenny Dalglish throws it into Steinsen's chest, gets it back in play. Four goals in the game back at Anfield at the start of the season. Liverpool winning 3-1 in that game. LFC goals for Henderson, Adam and Skirtle. Here's Enrique turning to clear at left back. Maxi tries to get a header forward. Carroll now squirts one upfield. The chase is Bellamy. He's onto it. Right footed shoots. And Bogdan stood his ground near post. Really hard for Bellamy to get any proper direction on it.
Good play. Good play, great run by Bellamy. What happened, unfortunately, he wasn't aware of Steve Gerrard. He made a great run of following his pass into the box, and the pass was over to the right hand side of the box, and Craig tried to whip it in. He didn't get enough height to lob the goalkeeper, but if he took a touch, he'd have seen Steve in on his own far post.
At least he tested the keeper.
Yeah, he did, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So important, maybe important that Liverpool grab something before half time.
Oh, it's very important, that, Steve. It really is.
This is quite a difference from some of the football we've seen Liverpool play. And those thousands of Liverpool fans who are just starting to chant now.
But it's based on a defensive and a good defence, Steve. You know, you win games by defending well, and we haven't. from the first moment this game started, it's as though they thought we were just going to.
Now Bellamy's burst through past her. Nice, and he's got the legs on him. Can he chip it past the keeper? He has.
Well done.
Big goal for Liverpool. It comes in the first half, and as Bolton stretched the lead to 2-1, Craig Bellamy's extreme pace burst past Zach Knight, and he chipped the keeper with delicacy and has brought Liverpool back into the fray in the game. It's Bolton 2, Liverpool 1, Craig Bellamy.
Big goal, massive goal. And it's an old-fashioned goal, route 1. Down the middle, when you play two up front, one with Andy Carroll, you're going to get flick-ons. Andy Carroll flicked the ball on. Bellamy gambled, made the run, got away from the defence and kept his calm to slot it away and get us right back into this game. That's one thing that Owen Cullen, Bolton wouldn't like before half-time. You know, to go in with a 2-0, you know, winning at 2-0, you know, gives you a little bit of breathing space, but now, you know, they could feel a little bit edgy, Steve.
Liverpool, we are seeing a throw-in in their own half.
So many chances defensively. Just give the ball back to the keeper. Charlie Adam, and you've given them a throw or nothing, you know, in the last third of the game, and not an our third of the game, defending. You know, we've done that right from the start of this game, and if Kenny Dalglish get in at half-time, I'll be happy with 2-1. And I tell you, I would give them the biggest rocket they've had this season defensively, because I think they've been absolutely woeful, Liverpool, defending. We've got a free kick now, a stupid free kick we've given away. After getting ourselves back in the game, 7 minutes left, defend it properly.
What's the whistle being blown for now? There's two lining up to take the Bolton free kick. Chris Eagles is one of them. Mark Davis moves away from him. He wants to talk to Craig Bellamy and also Rio Coca. I mean, what would Liverpool be tonight without a Craig Bellamy in the side?
Well, he's been our best player. He's been a pain in the backside to them.
Very, very calm finish by him. Chipping over Bogdan. And Liverpool have the lifeline that they require in this first half. They trail 2-1. It's a Bolton free kick here. And Liverpool have been jittery at the back. Here's Chris Eagles. Swirly ball. On goal with a possible header. And there's Carroll just outside his six-yard box. Gerrard then puts a header down to the dead ball line and cleared by Charlie Adam. Well, it looked like that was going to fall to David Ungo.
That's what Bellamy's doing. He's stretching them all the time with his pace. And the worry continually about him, especially the two centre-halves.
Enrique now down the left wing for Maxi. Back to Enrique once more. Lifts it forward for Bellamy. A chest down by him. Good strength by Maxi to keep it for Liverpool. Played to the left wing for Bellamy. Bolton are backing off. The Welshman's terrorising the penalty area. Hits it across the face of the six-yard box and caught by Adam Bogdan.
But what's Andy Carroll doing? He's run left wing when Craig's running to the box. And, you know, sometimes I'm amazed that, you know, Andy's positional sense, you know, he's got to keep himself in the box. That he gets on the end of that if he... Who's struggled in all defensively? Johnson. He's just done it twice, Steve.
As Petrov now in another dangerous position. He's laid in for Bolton left side, and Davis miskicks his shot and it bounces into the hands of Pepe Reina.
Very
and that
lucky.
Could have ended oh so different for Bolton. Thank goodness he never connected with that
very
one.
Very lucky, very fortunate. And that's Johnson.
Adam left wing uses Maxi.
Good play.
There's Enrique outside of the boot, forward to Andy Carroll. Been pushed from behind by Knight further and further backwards, and Carroll's pushed it back into the centre circle and back over the halfway line. Glenn Johnson will start there with it. Now across for Daniel Agger. Dane with one of those strides.
Lovely
a lovely chip. A great run by Gerrard. Maybe an equaliser. No! It's saved near post by Bogdan. And Gerrard's timely run got him into a dangerous position in the Bolton box.
Great
but
ball by Agger.
His shot was never on target.
Well, he should have crossed it. Stevie should have drilled the ball across the six-yard box. He's gone for the near post, but we've got a corner. Last chance of the first half to go in level terms. It's
Bellamy,
good corner.
Left-hand
good corner.
Side, decent, but caught by Bogdan.
It's a great corner if someone's attacking that, you know. That was the same sort of corner as Skirtle scored not so long ago, but no one was attacking the near post. Easy catch for the goalkeeper.
Adam left wing, uses Maxi.
It's good play.
There's Enrique, outside of the boot, forward to Andy Carroll. Been pushed from behind by Knight further and further backwards, and Carroll's pushed it back into the centre circle and back over the halfway line. And Glenn Johnson will start there with it. Now across for Daniel Agger. Dane with one of those strides.
Lovely
a lovely chip. A great run by Gerrard. Maybe an equaliser. No! It's saved near post by Bogdan. And Gerrard's timely run got him into a dangerous position in the Bolton box.
Great
but
ball by Agger.
His shot was never on target.
Well, he should have crossed it. Stevie should have drilled the ball across the six-yard box. He's gone for the near post. But he got a corner. Last chance of the first half to go on level terms. It's
Bellamy,
good corner.
Left-hand
good
side, corner. Decent, but caught by Bogdan.
It's a great corner if someone's attacking that, you know. That was the same sort of corner where Skirtle scored not so long ago, but no one was attacking the near post. Easy catch for the goalkeeper.
Possibilities for Bolton, end of the first half. It's on goal, goes down on the edge of the Liverpool
box. I can't believe
that. Daniel Agger concedes a free kick, and I'm not sure there's too much complaint about that.
No, but hey, Steve, a ball from the goalkeeper is landing to Daniel Agger. The defence has dropped off from him, let him bring the ball down and turn and run at them. Unbelievable defending, I tell you what. Defending has been absolutely chronic.
So and this is a couple of yards out of the D. Direct on goal. So Bolton essentially with a clear shot on goal at the end of the first half. And Petrov is the one who's definitely going to take it for the home team. Pepe Reina has got a lot to deal with at the moment. The wall is being spoken to by Kevin Friend. And six or seven Liverpool have got trying to defend it. In fact, they've moved everyone back along the line, sort of requisite distance.
Really dangerous.
And Bolton have got one or two around. Petrov it will be, or Eagles. Petrov! Oh. Petrov goes for goal, saved by Reina. Comes out to Ngo on the left-hand side. Still in the Liverpool box. Rams it into the six-yard area. And that's away by Charlie Adam. And that's the whistle blown by the referee. And I would imagine that's one of the best performances that Bolton have seen from their team this season. But one of the worst that Liverpool fans have seen from their side away from home. They were 2-0 down in this game at one point. A goal down after just 3 minutes. Mark Davis's neat finish after the defence was split open. Rio Coca made it 2-0 after a wonderful chip by Chris Eagles. But Craig Bellamy has been Liverpool's outstanding talent, and it was him who's given Liverpool some hope with a chip ball over the top of Adam Bogdan to make it Bolton Wanderers 2, Liverpool 1.
That's the worst defending I've seen, probably including Tottenham, because at least Tottenham were down to 10 men and 9 men. That was absolutely woeful from every one of the back four. Whenever they went four, Bolton Wanderers, they looked like scoring. Easy as that. Far too easy. You can say the reason. The last incident there, when the ball come from the goalkeeper, and Goggs pulled the ball down some 30 yards, he's been able to get it to the floor, turn it, and run the defence has backed off him and said, come at us. Next minute, he goes over, get a free kick, good save by Pepe Reina, keeps it in the game. Bolton deserved the lead because of our rank back bad defending. Going forward, we've created problems, no one more so than Craig Bellamy. He can get us back in this game. Now, if we get next goal, we can win this game, no problem. But I tell you what, Kenny Dalglish has got to kick them right up the arse.
City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sports with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Bellamy who's given Liverpool hope and who will start this second 45 with Andy Carroll in the centre. Bolton Wanderers 2, Liverpool 1, Kevin Friend in charge, and we're back underway for the second 45 of the game. Skirtle out wide to Agger, and Agger over to the left-hand side to Jose Enrique. Ball put down by Adam Bogdan. Bogdan clears one into the Liverpool half, chased back by Enrique. He's asking for someone to come short, or Reina to come near. He plays it across his own area for Reina. David Ngo chases in, but no conviction to get to the ball. Reina knocks it out over the halfway line. A tip on by Carroll. The chase through by Adam. Adam progressing to the Bolton box. Still Charlie Adam left-footed. Hits it into the feet of Greta Steinsen. Throwing for Liverpool left-hand side.
He should have played to Maxi early on. That was a similar chance to when Fulham, when he should have released Bellamy. Should have released Maxi there. You know, it all opened up. Good play from Liverpool down the middle, and Andy Carroll played his part as well, Steve.
Throw ensues over the top of Carroll, headed dangerously near the penalty spot, and then Petrov puts it down before it's rocketed away. Bolton come back at Liverpool. Eagles from the right-hand side. Curling cross and goal with the header. Doesn't drop well. And there's Agger, but he doesn't get an awful lot on that clearance. Comes out right side for Liverpool. Sent upfield by Henderson.
We've started the second half as we did the first. I'm just wondering whether Kenny has actually sent them into the back four. Because I tell you what, it's so lackadaisical still. They should be shouting at each other, geeing each other up and, you know, keeping together as a unit. It's just panicking.
And Bolton 2, Liverpool 1. An early goal in the first half started Bolton off. As this throw comes off and goes ahead, he lost it for a moment, looked round, then picked the ball up again, and here he goes. Pressure from Gerrard, but he's released it for Davis. Davis on the attack, square he plays it. Muamba now sees Chris Eagles, right side of the Liverpool box. He's in there, flips it over, nearly a volley by Unko, and Liverpool needing to be on their guard. They're under pressure at the moment.
We are, but I tell you what, they're making David Unko look like Pelly. They really are showing him far too much respect. They really are.
Corner from the left side, Petrov to take. They've put men up. Owen Coyle boldly looking for a third. You do get the sense that it won't just finish with three goals in this game. Here's Petrov, left footed, far post it goes, headed down. Steinsen! 3-1 Bolton! The defender, Greta Steinsen! It means it's a mountain for Liverpool again. And they started the first half badly. And they've started the second half in calamitous fashion again. As Steinsen blasts in on the right-footed volley. And Bolton Wanderers hold the advantage here. And Liverpool with a lot of soul-searching. Bolton Wanderers 3, Liverpool 1.
Well, to Capaldi, the agony even more for Johnson. If he stays on his line, he kicks it off his line. He's strayed off his line and it's gone in at the near post. Absolute horror show, and it looks like nothing's been said at half time because, you know, just carried on defending the way we have been.
Skirtle looking for Maxi, can't drag it down edge of the box, and it trickles through into the hands of the Bolton keeper Adam Bogdan.
You come to the bottom of the league teams and the table teams, and you defend like that, and you get beat for it. You don't deserve to get fourth place, in all honesty.
Gerrard tips it on. Maxi now turns inside his man. Ball round the back for Gerrard on the left wing. Bellamy's in the box. The cross doesn't get over the top of Steinsen. Liverpool still on the ascendancy. Ball in over the top of Maxi.
Great ball.
Well, Adam produced a terrific delivery from the left side then. It was headed out for a corner, and it was just a yard or two away from Maxi.
Well, that's the position where Andy Carroll's been all day, all game. And he wasn't there then, but Maxi was there, and he just timed his run fractionally too early, didn't he? Corner for Liverpool in swinger from, is it Craig? Craig again?
Stephen Gerrard, isn't it?
Stephen Gerrard, good ball.
Left-hand side, decent corner, caught by the keeper. Just placed
ball,
right into the centre of the six-yard box there. Now Mark Davis. Davis turning infield away from Maxi. The Bolton fans like it. They've strung some good passes together. Cross from the right and Go goes up. And it's put out for a corner. Mightily close again for Owen Coyle's side. The nerves just keep racking up if you're a Liverpool fan.
Absolutely. Every time they go forward, they look likely to score. No, it just could be haven't been able to answer any of the questions. Another corner. See if we can do any better than we did on the last one, because this will be the same type of corner.
Corner from the left, Petrov.
Did we learn our lesson last time, did we?
We'll soon find out. 3-1 down. Oh! Corner kick. And it's shepherded out towards the edge of the penalty area. Maxi can't steer it away. Pressure is still high with Mark Davis, and he earns another corner for Bolton Wanderers.
He's done well for them, Mark Davis.
Well, at this rate, Bolton will get a fourth. So coming over again to take the corner, Petrov. And places it down. They line up once more with at least six inside the Liverpool box. Pepe Reina trying to get some space. Ball put in, headed away by Carroll. Bounces towards the centre circle. Flick on by Bellamy. Chased up by Adam. Adam against two of them. He's not quick enough. He's got a runner on him. He's got a runner past him in Maxi, and he couldn't find him. Broke down for a second, but Henderson will follow it up. And it's over to the right wing for Liverpool. Gerrard now sweeps a ball in. Behind Carroll, nearly fell for Bellamy. And a bit of a header away from Bolton. Henderson puts it back in once more. Maxi with the outstretched leg in the area. He can't do anything with that ball. And Chris Eagles striding away for Bolton. and he's taking on Enrique for pace down the right-hand side. Does a forward roll on that right wing, and he's either got a he's got a free kick. Yeah. Enrique fouled him, according to Kevin Friend. Ball down the left wing for Bellamy.
Let's hope we can change it.
Bellamy in his stride. There's four going forward for Liverpool. Enters the box left side. Tries to cross in. That gets poked over the top of the goal by Zat Knight, by the look of it. Corner kick for Liverpool.
Another good bit of play from Craig Bellamy. No, for that time, Andy Carroll's pulled off the far post, and only for the defender's header, he had a simple goal. Another corner for Liverpool. Can we do to them what they did unto us not too long ago? Score off a corner.
Well, Liverpool have made a couple of substitutions, and Kout is one of those, pressurising the keeper Bogdan. Corner comes in. Carroll went near post to try and get a header on. And he's just bluntly put that header out of play for a goal kick. 3-1 it is to Bolton Wanderers. Just on the Bellamy front, many of you might have heard Terrace talk earlier today, the new Welsh manager Chris Coleman on. And he exclusively revealed to us he's going to sit down with Craig Bellamy and try and convince him of his future with Wales. He's hopeful of meeting up with Craig in the next week or so and seeing if there's a way forward for bringing him back into the Welsh team. I know that's not what Liverpool fans perhaps want to hear.
It can work both ways, can't it? If he says, well, look, the friendlies, you know, we'll leave it out the friendlies. We'll look at other players for future, you know, but certainly in the big games, will you come and play for us? And why not?
Throw-in from Johnson is about to be made for Liverpool, virtually up with the right edge of the box, into Kout, directs it back to Johnson on the right wing, left-footed, he now lines up a cross in. It's not one which they'll get much headed power on, but it's sent backwards by the Bolton defence and almost chance, back towards chance. His own goal by the Bolton player there. I'm sure that was Steinsen or Wieter.
And it went over the top for Andy of the Carroll. It's Downing, and then he got it mixed up, and Andy Carroll nearly had a little bit of a slither of a chance and flicked it over the ball.
Henderson now midway finds Agger, lots of space. The Dane's running into it, lines it up himself. Oh, it's off the crossbar.
Fantastic effort.
Unbelievable effort from Daniel Agger, and it crashed into the crossbar of Adam Bogdan and rises into the Liverpool fans behind. And pure beauty of that strike, but just needed to be a yard lower.
What a goal that would have been.
Well, best moment, really.
Other than
the goal that Liverpool have scored. And it's a goal kick for Bogdan to take.
Well, Bogdan got nowhere near. I don't think the best goalkeeper in the world wouldn't have got nowhere near that. The power of the shot from Agger was absolutely superb effort.
Gerrard picks up possession here.
It's a clever
looking
ball.
For a long bun that'll run ball that'll thread through for Downing. Downing's found by Gerrard. Then Carroll, completely miskicks the shot, edge of the area. Gerrard chases in to try and win the pickup ball.
Oh.
And the referee's actually given a free kick for Bolton Wanderers after Gerrard goes down just outside the penalty area.
I can't believe he's given a free kick for that. If anything, it's just no free kick at all. Steve Gerrard's come bursting through. Oh, he's been took out. How's he give a foul against Steve Gerrard there? That's a bad decision, Steve. It is a foul for Liverpool. At first, I thought there was no foul at all, but Steve Gerrard's done well there to keep his discipline and not have a go with the referee.
Bogdan smashes one forward upfield. Skirtle's dragged down by Ungo. Free kick for Liverpool outside their own penalty area. Johnson quickly shoves it out of the hands of Ungo from Liverpool's free kick. Very difficult to see Liverpool's passage back in this one.
4v3 for Liverpool here.
It's Bellamy crosses the halfway line. He's got help left and right going alone. It's Bellamy right footed shot.
Good effort.
A little bit of the sting taken out as it hits the defender and bounces into the hands of the Bolton keeper.
Well, great throw from Rayner. Bellamy's ran some 70, 80 yards, nearly length of the field, and it took a deflection and goalie saved it, but he'd done the right thing.
Here's Chris Eagles, tries to divert it forward for a goal. Agger steps in, rides the challenge, comes forward, plays it nicely into Kout.
He might be the
Gerrard's
one.
Gerrard's on the ball, lifts it upfield as Gerrard headed away. Kout off his shoulder, handball cries, but Kout entered the area, right side, and then he scuffs his pass for Gerrard.
He looked so rusty there, Kout. Oh,
Petrov wheeling away, puts it through the legs of Johnson. It's a long ball for that came off the arm of Skrtel. Advantage played by the referee. Chris Eagles outside the box, goes for goal himself, and he misses the target. Well, the ref had a big decision there. It was handball, clearly, and he gave them some advantage.
I just want the end of this game to come, Steve. It's been a total embarrassment. It really has, defensively. Now, that's something up there. It's just... and Dirk Cow, you know, Dirk, you know, has been brilliant for us, but certainly he looks rusty as hell he does, Dirk. If you can't respond when Chelsea slipped up today and you do, well, you don't deserve the fourth place. You know, we've got some big games coming up, Tottenham and Man United in particular, and this is a game where you wanted 3 points in the bag, you know. The fourth place could be all over after them two games if we don't get ourselves sorted out. You know, Tottenham at home and United away, they are huge, huge games if you really got intent on getting to Europe.
Here's a chance maybe with the Eagles again. Bolton looking with the left foot of the Eagles. It gets a deflection. And Reina was absolutely rooted to the middle of his goal. Well, and if that had nicked in the corner...
Liverpool end now. That shows you. Our away support's absolutely fantastic. They always stay. I'm having a look. There's a third gone home. You know, there's 10 minutes left of this game. And that's so unlike our away fans. They've seen enough. I'm looking at what the way Agger plays, and we've said it before, maybe Carr might have to come in against Man City.
Petrov, and curling ball, headed away by Gerrard.
As a sitter, you know, as a sitter in there who can doggedly get about. But I don't think he can get about the place as little Jay Spearing can. He's got long legs, he lopes a little bit. But certainly it's something that, you know, the manager's got to consider.
Such a defined position, isn't it, John? That role. Certainly something that everyone can't do. Mascherano, for me, was the
absolute
master
brilliant.
At it,
yeah,
wasn't
he? Just, yeah.
You know, for anyone who sort of said, oh, it doesn't matter when we lose Mascherano, I think he was just the one, wasn't he?
He's
playing as a centre-back now for Barca. Petrov coming forward, guides it for Ngo, left side of the area. Liverpool have got men back. And he'll go in a little bit of a cul-de-sac, but he's won a free kick.
Never a free
off Daniel
kick.
Agger and Dirk Cow.
No, it's never a free kick. It's not just him. Never a free kick. Anyway, it's all by the by now. Don't want to give a free kick, though. It's never a free kick. He's got the ball.
Substitution being made by Bolton. Kevin Davis coming on. He's influenced so many fixtures between these sides before. Kevin Davis out of contract at the end of the season. Says he's no idea what his future's about. But David Nkola, the former Liverpool man, comes off and is replaced by Davis. So the two Davises up front. Liverpool trailing 3-1. And it's a free kick for Bolton, left edge of Liverpool's penalty area. Dismal night at the Reebok. Free kick for Bolton Wanderers. And this is being set up for Chris Eagles. Free kick taken by him. Gets himself into a shooting position. Oh, and Eagles takes the shot all wrong. All too easy to drift past Johnson and try and take the shot.
Like going and watching a schoolboy game there for that swap.
Enrique turning in his left-back position. Right-footed, gets it upfield. Back forward by Bolton it goes towards the edge of the area. And Liverpool see time run out on them. Huge loss for the Reds on the road. They're beaten by second from bottom, Bolton Wanderers. A massive win for Bolton, who do now nudge themselves out of the relegation zone. But in a very big week for Liverpool, which comprises of a Carling Cup semi-final and an FA Cup fixture with Manchester United, they've started things off in horrendous fashion. Beaten 3-1 here at the Reebok Stadium. And very few positives to take out of the game. Bolton 3, Liverpool 1. John?
No comment. I just thought that was from the first minute to the last. That was hard to watch. You know, we had our moments in the first half, especially when we got the goal back. But Bolton got what they deserved. I'm just reiterating what I said before, going over it, that they wanted it more than us. They showed more desire. Be more committed, and they'd be fighting like terriers all over the park. You know, the defence was all at sea.
You'd question passion, desire, would you?
I would to a certain degree there, yeah. Just, I'm not saying he went out there not wanting to win, but Bolton showed more of all them big things that you need to win games. Bolton showed more than Liverpool. Now, they wanted to win more than us there. They fought like terriers. We still got problems because First off, we did create some chances. We did put some balls into the box, and we're not scoring goals. Bellamy was the only one that looked likely. Maxi looked like he could get a goal. Unfortunately, you know, Andy Carroll, he had one decent header. He was offside. But he's still getting in the wrong positions. You know, the lads all over the place. You know, and it's now getting a worry. It's getting a worry for Andy now. It really is getting a worry. He looks out of place a little bit, and I was a big fan of his, but the more he's playing, I'm getting worried now.
Post-match. You're both annoyed and disappointed. More so about the attitude and the commitment and the approach to the game. All season we've been very complimentary about the way the boys have gone about their work. I don't think you could say that today. I think, although they scored in 4 minutes, I think their approach to the game was poor. City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sports with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply.